لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. الصلاة والسلام على نبينا وحبيبنا وقائدنا وقرة عيننا عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم التنزيل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إنك لعلى خلق عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. All praise and thanks be to Almighty Allah. May Almighty Allah shower His choices of peace and blessings upon His beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon His companions and those who are to follow His footsteps till the day of Qiyamah. Alhamdulillah. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a human being in such a way that every human being has expectations in life. It differs according to individuals. A young child, his expectations are different. A young boy, his expectations are different. A grown-up adult, his expectations are different. And a very old man, his expectations are different. So in today's Jum'ah, let us see these expectations as one on how each one of us could win the hearts of people. Maybe the expectations are different according to age category, but each and every person, whether he's small or old, he's a man or a woman, he loves that every person who is in his environment should love him. That is nature. And respected brothers and elders in Islam, when we take for an example, a father, he expects that his son should be obedient to him. The son should be such that he should bring joy to him. That's the expectation of a father. A son expects that my father should be very friendly with me, my father should understand my situation. That's the case with the son. But let us leave that aside. Let us not expect others to help us, make us happy, but rather let us initiate that. Let us make them happy. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a riwayat of Tabrani, he said, the deeds which are most pleasing to Allah after the obligatory ones is to make a Muslim happy. For a Muslim, after the obligatory salat, his zakat, his hajj, and all the obligatory ibadah, the most beloved deed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to make a fellow Muslim brother feel happy. Now let us look at our own selves. Where do we stand? Maybe we are working at an office, maybe we are teachers in an institution, or maybe we are parents at home. Wherever, whatever the situation may be, respected brothers, each one of us have got an important thing in life, and we focus a lot on developing our skills. Developing our skills. For an example, if a person was given the responsibility of marketing a certain product, he would always learn, he would speak to people who knows about that subject, he would learn more and more. The purpose, the reason for him to learn so much is that he wants to improve the skill which he has got. Because end of the day, his objective, his motive is to achieve some benefit through that skill. But when we take generally, one of the important skills which have been neglected by most of us, it is to make another Muslim happy. Whereas it is a skill on its own. When we see the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we go through the hadith, we come across so many situations where even though he was the seer of all the prophets, even though he was the leader of all the prophets, he had time to make others happy. So in this khutbah, inshallah, we will come across such situations where I would like to mention them as well, so that we can practice them as well. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, all of us should keep in mind that people don't love us just because we look very handsome, just because we are wealthy, people don't love us for that. Most of the people, or majority of the people, they love us for our smile in our face, the speech from which we utter, and the generosity we have, and the gentleness we handle. When we have this sifat, we need not spend a single cent. We need not pay some money to win that person's heart. Maybe a smile in your face can change things. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, so the best example I feel is, like most of the time, a father, he runs the family. So he has his children, he has a wife. So he is the responsible person at home. But even though this father, he thinks that my responsibility is to bring money, bring food, bring clothing, and make my children and my wife feel very happy. So end of the day, I have won their hearts. But this father will get to know whether he had really achieved it or not only when the son grows up, and the son comes across a very difficult thing. You know, he comes across a problem in life. He wants to speak to someone to solve this problem. Most of the time we see youngsters, they don't approach their parents. They approach somebody else. They go to school, they sit by the friend and they say, you know, I'm having this problem, so can you just give me some solution to solve it? Okay, maybe he doesn't speak to his friend, he goes to his teacher. He speaks to the teacher and he says, you know, master, I have got this problem, can you please solve it for me? And at times maybe a khatib in the masjid. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, the question we have to pose to ourselves is, if that father had spent thousands of rupees to buy food, to get clothing for Eid and so on, but if the son hasn't got, he's not prepared to go in front of the father and tell his problem, it means that that father has not won the heart of that young boy, but he has only won the stomach of that boy. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, so let us see how we could win the hearts of people. Number one, it is to have a smile on your face. We see some people, they always frown. It is their nature. Very hardly you see them smile. So when a person has that type of face, it proves something. It means he's a very lonely character and he has got a troubled heart. His mind is disturbed with something. Maybe he's depressed, so he doesn't smile at anybody. Maybe if he has a low character, he feels proud. He doesn't want to smile at anyone. He thinks he is the best out of everyone, so he just wants to frown at people and continue in his life. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, if anybody of us, anyone of us, having this problem in life must think, if I smile, am I going to lose my wealth? Will I decrease my age? No, we are not going to face any problem as such. It is just a mere smile. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, he said, تَبَسُّمُكَ فِي وَجْهِ أَخِيكَ صَدَقًا. For you to have a cheerful face with your brother Muslim is a sadaqah. Generally when we speak about sadaqah, we always think something related to money. You have to pay 100 rupees or 1,000, or you have to donate something to the masjid and so on. But whereas in Islam, the doors of sadaqah are many. You see, in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you enjoy something good, you are rewarded with sadaqah. You forbid something bad, you are rewarded with sadaqah. You speak something good, you are rewarded with sadaqah. And in this hadith we see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for you to meet your Muslim brother with a smiling face is also considered to be sadaqah. So let us see our own situation, respected brothers and elders in Islam, how we could practice this. Early in the morning when we wake up, generally we might meet our parents, maybe those at home. We could start greeting them with salam and have a smile on the face. That day is going to be very pleasant. We will feel a difference. Because generally when we wake up in the morning, everybody at home, that they are only focused on what they have to do. If a father is preparing himself for the office, he's busy ironing his clothes, he's busy with some few ibadahs. So he doesn't bother to smile at anybody at home. Only when he leaves home, he says, see you, assalamu alaikum, and he leaves home. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, that shouldn't be the case. Because make it a habit in life, if parents are with us, Early in the morning we wake up, we perform our fajr or whatever, and we meet our parents with a salam and a smile in our face. And maybe some of us are teachers in institutions. When we enter the class, if we can have the habit of smiling with our students, the students are going to enjoy that lesson. There is no doubt about that. Maybe when we were students, we too enjoyed that. If the teacher enters into the class with a frown on his face, none of the students will dare to speak to that teacher. They just want, they wait till the teacher leaves the place. But whereas, respected brothers, maybe we enter into our workplace, maybe those working there, maybe our friends, we could just smile and give salam to them. That's going to change life. And also, respected brothers and elders in Islam, the smile should not be restricted only towards those who are wealthy and well off. But rather, the smile should be common, whether it is rich, whether the person is poor, is educated, uneducated, whether we know him or not. With anybody, we should observe the smile in life. Because at times, let us take our day-to-day life. Maybe we enter the supermarket, maybe we enter into a mall, and we see this doorkeeper. You know, he opens the door and he closes it. This man is disregarded, like nobody bothers to look at him. Nobody bothers to look at him. So even this man is used to that. He knows he's been kept there, just open the door and close. Khalas, that's it. So if we can bring a change, we enter the mall and just look at that man and just smile at him, he's going to feel special. He knows you want to honor me. And he maybe, when the night comes, when he's done his work, and he gets back home, he'll sit and think, I came across so many thousands of people came into the shop, but there was only one man who smiled at me. Maybe that man is going to pray for you. That prayers might be accepted, respected brothers and elders in Islam. So maybe we go to the petrol station, we see that man pumping the petrol, nobody is going to bother look at him. We just pay the money and we leave, halas, that's it. No, when you pay the money, you can just have a smile on your face. He feels the difference. And also, finally, with regard to smile, you see, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَحْكِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوبِ شَيْئًا. Do not underestimate any good deed. وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَ أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهِ الطَّلْقِ. Even if you are to meet your Muslim brother with a cheerful face, do not underestimate that. In the court of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, even that will be weighed. Number two, respected brothers, it is to joke in a friendly manner. We see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we look into his life, he was perfect in all aspects of life. When it came to ibadah, he was perfect. When it came to tahajjud, he was perfect. When it came to Quran tilawah, he was perfect. When it came to family life, he was perfect. As a leader, he was perfect. Everything, every aspect in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life was perfect. So, he is the best role model for us. So I would like to mention an incident which took place in his time. There was a Sahabi by the name of Zahir ibn Haram radiallahu anhu. This incident is mentioned in Tabarani. It is mentioned in Mustad Ahmad. It is this riwayat is a Sahih riwayat. He says, Zahir ibn Haram radiallahu anhu, he used to live in the outskirts of Medina. So he was a villager, a Bedouin. So when it comes to the description of this Sahabi, it is mentioned, Kana Rajulan Damima. He was a very ugly Sahabi. He wasn't good looking, he wasn't attractive. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very well connected with this Sahabi. He used to say, Inna Zahiran Badiyatuna wa Nahnu Hadiru. Zahir is our contact in the village and we are his contact in the city. So when Zahir radiallahu anhu used to come to Medina, he used to bring some gifts to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he returns back, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give him some gifts. So one day what happened was, he comes to Medina, he was finding for Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he couldn't find. So he went to the city, to the marketplace, and he started to sell his goods. So when he was selling his goods there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was attached to him very much, even though that Sahabi was very ugly, not well off, not wealthy. So he goes behind this Sahabi and he hugged this Sahabi, and you know, he just embraced him. Zahir radiallahu anhu didn't know that this was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he was trying to get away. But when he turned, when he saw the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he just started to, he placed his back on the chest of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called out, May yashtari hadal abd, who is going to buy this who is going to buy this slave? Who is going to buy this slave? Because he wasn't good looking, he was a poor man. So, you know, he repeated this thing twice. Who is going to buy this slave? Who is going to buy this slave? You know what Zahir radiallahu anhu said? He said, Idan wallahi tajidini kasida. Ya Rasulullah, you want to sell me? If you want to sell me, you are not going to get a good price. I am unmarketable, Ya Rasulullah. You know how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made Zahir radiallahu anhu understand his value. He said, Lakin inda Allahi anta ghalib. Maybe in the eyes of the people, maybe you look cheap, but in the eyes of Allah, you are a very precious, valuable person. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, this was the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way he joked very nicely with his companions. Number three, it is to observe gentleness in life. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the riwayat of Muslim, Inna ridka la yakunu fi shay'in illa zanahu. Verily, whenever gentleness is found in something, it adorns it. When there is gentleness in something, it adorns it. And in another riwayat of Muslim, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever is deprived of gentleness is deprived of goodness. It is a very tough thing, it is a very difficult thing to have gentleness in life when it comes to practical. Let me mention an incident which took place at the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a very young boy, his name was Umar ibn Abu Salama. This riwayat is mentioned in Muslim. His name was Umar ibn Abu Salama radiallahu anhu. He says, when I was a very young boy, I used to live in the household of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to have his meals, I used to go join him. Now he used to have his companions with him. I was a very small boy. So generally I didn't know the etiquette of eating. So whenever the dish, the plate was in front of us, all of us used to eat in one plate. So my hand used to roam all around the plates. So one day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this, and what did he say? Ya ghulam, O my son, sammillah, when you eat you say bismillah. وَقُلْ بِيَمِينِكَ, eat from your right hand. وَقُلْ مِمَّا يَلِيكَ, and eat what is in your sight. So we see the way he taught this Sahabi, you know, this young boy, the etiquette of eating. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't raise his voice, nor did he scold this young boy, nor did he chase him away, you leave this place, you need not join us while we are with elders. No, he didn't say that. But he said very gently and very kindly. And this Sahabi, when he narrates this story, he says, when he has become an adult, from that day till today, I have been observing this sunnah in my life. I have never neglected these three sunnahs in my life. I was keeping on practicing it. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, just imagine if the approach taken by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was too harsh or was too stern. Do you think that this would have happened? No, that Sahabi would have hated him. So let us see our own lives. We see our little ones at home. At times they do things very naughty. Maybe they break stuff. They don't listen to us. You can handle it with gentleness. Wallahi, even if you don't spend a single cent, you can win their hearts. Maybe one day you just hug him and you say, why do you love me so much? He will just reply something which happened 6-7 months back. He will say, I remember you brought me a toffee. The thing what happened to that child is, respected brothers, not the chocolate or the toffee you gave. It is your gentleness you interacted with him. And finally, to leave you with the final quote, this was the advice given to Muadh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu when he was leaving, he was parting. This was the parting advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Muadh radiallahu anhu. He said, Ya Muadh, ahsin khulukaka lin nas. Ya Muadh, O Muadh, beautify your conduct for people. This riwayat is in Imam Malik's Muwatta, and we ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us gentleness, to grant us a smile on our faces, and make us amongst those who will have good akhlaq, so that we could be successful in this world and in the hereafter. Wa akhir da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.